Info Medford.
Don't be afraid. Unless you're beautiful and in your bedroom and alone.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
The following program is brought to you in living color on
WMFO 91.5. That's Wicked Pisset Radio.
This is
Break the Box with Chris.
Sound the general alarm.
He's coming, your favorite DJ.
Sound the general alarm. Sound the general alarm. Off to the deck.
I apologize for that, but I think you'll find this a bit more interesting.
Thank you.
Yeah, try fading up the right one, Chris. Hey, how is everybody? This is Chris from Strike the Box here at WMFO and Medved 91.5 FM on the World Wide Web at WMFO.org. Hey, I'm back. A little week off there, some R&R. And happy to say that I have been renewed for another season here at WMFO in Medved, Tufts University, Freeform Radio. So aren't you happy? I know I'm happy to be here every other week, every other Thursday, from noon to 2 p.m. So what were we playing? Well, we started with some brand new stuff from the 4019s. Nick was nice enough to send me out their newest digital single. We heard, I believe, the A-side, Tell Me, that you can be found on Big Star Records, and I might even play the B-side later. But thanks to Nick for sending that out. Barons, Don't Burn It, off of the Brownfield label, 1966. Did you know that in the 60s garage scene, there are 11 bands called the Barons? The one we heard was from Fort Worth, Texas. There's also one, there's also another Barons from Texas, I forget what part. But the one we heard from Fort Worth had four singles. Three with Torch and one with Brownfield. So there's a little rock and roll history for you for band's name, the Barons. And we finished things up with some Spankin' Charlene with Burn It Down. You like that? Don't Burn It, followed up by Burn It Down. Off of their new CD, Find Me Out, 2019, off of Rumbar Records. And I got a few stuff from Rumbar Records that we'll be playing today. Should be an interesting show because I'm alternating from standing and... Oops.
The music stopped. Hold on. Music.
There we go. I like to have background music, you know? But I'm alternating from standing up to sitting down because I have a cranky back this week, which is absolutely driving me crazy. That's what happens, I guess, when you get old. I know, enough about me. Enough talking. Get back to the music. And that's what we'll do here on Strike the Box, WMFO Medved. On the World Wide Web at WMFO.org.
Yeah. your baby. Those looks you give, they feel like fire. You make me live. You're satisfied. You're learning. All right.
the sweet-talking night-walking games. Oh, she's known in the darkest clubs for pushing ahead of the dames. If she says she can't do it, then she can't do it. She don't make false claims. But she's a queen, and such a queen, such a laughter is sucked in the brains. Now she's leading them on, and she'll lay it right down.
Oh, the baby.
from Charlotte, North Carolina, the Paragons with their song ABBA off the Bobby label, 1966, or you could say January 67 if you read Wikipedia. But every other thing I've seen says 66. We started things off there with some Soraya. Have Love Will Travel from her Dead Reckoning LP, 2017, off of Wicked Cool Records. We the People, You Burn Me Up and Down. This is here from Too Much Noise, 1966. Iggy Pop. You know when you hit, like, go, and all of a sudden you're like, oh no, wrong track. Well, that's what kind of happened, and I ended up playing China Girl from California Hitchhike, 2010. And that got me to thinking, since Bowie put that song out, I said, why don't I play some Bowie? So I played some David Bowie, Queen Bitch, off of Hunky Dory, 1970-something. And as I said, we finished with some Paragons. Hey, if you'd like to hear something at the station here, and I can find it, I might put it on the air for you. 855-915-9636. Again, that's 855-915-WMFO. You can also reach me via Facebook. Just type in Strike the Box Radio Show, WMFO, and you can join the group and the page and send me a message that way. But don't stand outside Curtis Hall screaming up to the third floor window, because it's not open today. It's a little chilly. Chilly. When I was playing Queen Bitch, I got to thinking of another band, local band, and I think they're coming up next on Strike the Box on WMFO. Method.
Today. I tried a big stick and some Epsom salts. A teaspoon of gin wouldn't open my mouth. An hour of strain and it still wouldn't pay. I think I'm gonna need an operation today. Doctor, doctor, give me the knife. This ain't no way to end my life. Lift up the lost man. Had an operation to do. Doctor, doctor, give me the knife. This ain't no way to end my life. Lift up the lost man. I will be the best for me. Crack it open, open and cry. Lift up the lost man. Lift up the lost man. I will be the best for me. Crack it open, open and cry. Lift up the lost man. Thank you.
see yourself with Dr. Robin.
Well, we'll make you. six-pack.
Just finished up there with some Voices Green and Purple by the Bees, 1966. Liverpool was the label, I believe. We started things with a bunch of jerks. Yes, those bunch of jerks. Get my microphone a little closer to me. There we go. Doing this while sitting down, which I hardly ever do. I'm always standing during this show. But as I said earlier, cranky back with their song Flip Top Colostomy. Flip Top Colostomy. Yeah, say that a bunch of times, Chris. From If It Ain't Rumbar Records, It Ain't Worth a Shot, their Winter 2020 digital free sample. And also from their other album, which I can't think off the top of my head, because I played this off the computer, that's why. But go to Bandcamp and check out all the stuff from Rumbar Records, especially A Bunch of Jerks. They're not really a bunch of jerks, but, well, they are. To name them. Like, come on, going. The Who with Dr. Doctor. B-side, I believe, of Pictures of Lily, I think. I actually have the 45 at home from 1966, I think. And as we were doing Dr. Doctor stuff, I was thinking about the Beatles, so I threw on Dr. Robert. Followed that by Classic Ruins, Night Quill Stinger from 1980. It's off of a compilation called 12 Classic 45s. As I said, we finished with the Bees. I'll get this right eventually. I've only been here for 20 years, I think, now. Starting my 20th, going into my 20th, finishing my 20th, I don't know. June 2001 is when I first started doing a show here. Hey, I got an important announcement. Space heaters can be a very effective form of supplemental heating, allowing you to stay toasty warm in an area that you spend a lot of time in, while helping you save money by keeping the rest of your home at a lower temperature. However, space heaters account for a third of home heating fires and 81% of home heating deaths. So it's important to follow manufacturer's safety and operating instructions. In particular, keep anything that can burn, including paper bedding, furniture, curtains, pets and people, at least 3 feet away. Space heaters should be monitored when in operation and always turn them off before leaving your home or going to bed. Never use a portable space heater in wet areas like bathrooms, unless you want to, like, do somebody in, or if small children are expected nearby. A message from your fire safety-minded friends here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. And that got me thinking about maybe a song to follow that up with, so push this fader up. Push this fader down, push this fader down, and hit this.
Casting my back 10 years to the girl who was next to me in school. If I put my hand upon her leg, she'd hit me. Tomorrow won't be long, we're gonna have to play it cool. Give it
Don't let her down.